Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, we'd love to have the Navy SEALs on the program. I mean, what do you get a chance to talk to a Navy SEAL, and especially one that's got some great advice to share? And retired Navy SEAL Mark Green is on with us here in the National Defense. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great this morning.
You know, this is great. You got a new book called Unsealed, which I guess is also a series in development. And this is perfect for our audience of active duty military and veterans and their families, because it's all about mastering life's transitions. And as you well know, transitioning out to the military could be one of the toughest things in life, right?
Oh, yes. By far, I think it's of all the transitions that I've had, I think that was one of the hardest that I've ever experienced.
Well, let's talk about some of those transitions now. I understand you dropped out of college and had a career-ending injury in football. Tell me about that.
So I was playing football at Miami of Ohio, and then I transferred up to Kent State and suffered I would play quarterback, so I suffered a catastrophic injury to my shoulder, and all of a sudden my dreams of becoming playing at the next level were shattered. And I didn't have a plan at all. And a buddy of mine said, "Hey, don't worry about it. We're going to go be Navy SEALs." And he showed me this video. I think it was called Be Someone Special. And he said, "Don't worry about it. All you have to do is not quit," which was absolutely false because it was a blind leading the blind. But seeing that video, it really just ignited a spark that I couldn't put out. And I really became obsessed with finding out everything I could about the SEAL teams, naval special warfare, what the mission was, what the training was, and I was just fascinated by it.
Yeah, but you know, Mark, that had to be such a blow. I mean, here you are. You're going to be the next Patrick Mahomes before Patrick Mahomes, right? And
right, I was going to be the next Randall Cunningham.
Right, exactly. And so yeah. You got your sight, your whole life is built on that, and then you have this injury, and it's gone. I mean, that had to take a while to kind of, you know, come back from.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why I flunked out of college. I didn't have any direction. I didn't have a plan. And I was just going through the motions. And college was a means to an end as opposed to, hey, get your education and go work out in the business world. It was, hey, you need to play in the minor leagues of football college to hopefully get a shot and play in the big league. And once that was shattered, a 20-year-old young man, I didn't have any direction. I didn't know what I was doing.
Right. We're talking to a retired Navy SEAL, Mark Green, here in the National Defense. So you got interested in the SEAL training, which I would kind of expect that was pretty natural for you because you've been in training as an athlete all your life, right?
Right. So in the third-generation military, my grandfather was serving the Army. My father was in the Air Force. So it was always an option. So when I saw the teamwork and understood the mission or tried to understand the mission, it really just resonated with me and spoke to me. And I just knew that that's what I wanted to do. So so that's what I put my initial focus on. And then I really tried to still go through those motions because the expectation from family was to, hey, right, in school, finish school, it just wasn't my time right then.
And I would imagine, Mark, in that situation, you've mentally think you've got a lot to prove to everybody, right? I mean, so the football didn't work out. So now I'm going to involve myself in the most elite group of military, and I'm going to make that my mark, and that's kind of bring me back.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I couldn't articulate it back then as well as you did just now, but that's exactly what it was. I was like, I'm not going to just go into the military. I'm going to go into the most elite portion of the military.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of former SEALs on the program, and you know, as a group, you guys are all so, you're so humble. You know, you don't make much of your service except to say that you did serve as a SEAL. But man, I know that just the training alone to get through that training, was there ever any point in you, Mark, that you just said, this is a lot tougher than I thought it was?
Oh, the day I showed up was much tougher than I thought it was. But it was not insurmountable, if that makes sense. So I got there a month early, and I really just focused on, you know, I got some humble pie because you're not ready for what you're getting yourself into physically or mentally.
Oh, and now we got a former college football boy over here. Let's see what you got.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, you think you're tough, huh? And you see these world-class athletes.
Right.
Just go away quickly. and it's intimidating, you know. They sit you out in front of what's called the pit, and you just watch all these people who have just had these horrific injuries. And you're just like, what in the world did I just get myself into? But when I was young, my dad sat me down right before I went to my first football practice at 9 years old. And he said, hey, we don't quit around here. Once you start something, your teammates rely on you, and there is no quitting.
Oh, man, so, that's great advice.
Yeah. And I was getting ready to walk away, and he pulled me back. He's like, do you understand what I just said? And I said, yes, sir, I understand. So that alone, once I showed up at the Special Warfare Center, quitting was not an option.
Right.
So once that was taken off the table, then I was like, okay, how am I going to figure this thing out? And I figured out that they feed you every 4 hours. So whatever, it was getting pretty grueling. My stomach would start to growl, and I'm like, wait a second, it might be over here soon. So then I took that gigantic elephant and just started eating it in small little bite-sized pieces that I could manage. So then physically I could do it, and mentally I figured it out. So then I was just working out on the beach with my buddies. So
right.
Yeah, so then once my mentality and matched my drive, then it was, you know, there was no stopping me. So I had a great experience at Buds. It was much harder than I ever thought it would be cumulatively, and I learned so much about who I was and how mentally tough and how you solve problems under extreme stress, and how you can actually thrive in that environment, and it was great.
We're talking to retired Navy SEAL Mark Green here on the National Defense. And Mark, that's really interesting about your dad's advice, because that would make so much difference in so many people to have that, like you said, off the table. Like, that's the decision to quit something is not even an option. So you either have to make it through, or you have to find a way to make it through. Your book, Unsealed, A Navy SEAL's Guide to Mastering Life's Transitions, that's got to be part of that information in there, right?
Yes. So it was, you know, as you know, so many of our service members take their own lives. And
right.
I've lost so many friends and colleagues to that more than combat. And having struggled through it myself, I was like, I had the opportunity to get back. And I was like, I can't continue to lose these wonderful people because they feel like they don't have any other options. So what I really just wanted to do is highlight all the transitions that I experienced and how I managed them. And I realized I didn't really manage any of them on my own. I developed a different team to really help support me, because in the military, you do everything as a team. So your muscles to solve problems individually have atrophied almost completely, because you don't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of service members have a hard time with understanding that, hey, you can't do this by yourself initially. You're going to get back to that point. Those muscles are going to get strong again. But as you're coming off of a career, be it 4 years or 30 years, the individual stuff, that's gone away sometimes decades ago. And you just have to figure out how to get those muscles strong again.
Yeah, that's interesting. The new book is Unsealed, A Navy SEAL's Guide to Mastering Life's Transitions. And just like you were talking about, Mark, I've been mentoring a 22-year Navy veteran, female Navy veteran, and she finally got a job where she wanted to work, took a couple of shots, but she finally got to a place where she wanted to work, and she was so frustrated by the fact that nobody could follow orders. Nobody could follow directions. Right. And she would call me and she'd say, Randy, these people, it's not like in the military, because she was a chief petty officer. She said, I would tell somebody to do something and it would get done. And she said, these people don't work right. That way. I go, well, welcome to the rest of your life. Right?
Yeah. And there's no sense of urgency, right. It seemed like, when I first got out. And, you know, my boss gave me a job. He's like, hey, Mark, you know, here's a project. I need you to get it done as soon as you can. So when he said as soon as you can, I busted my butt.
Right.
And a month later, I was like, hey, boss, you know, sorry I'm late on this, but here you go. And he looked at me like in amazement. He's like, what is this? He's like, well, this is a project you gave me. And he sat me down and said, yes, Mark, this is great, but when I give you a project and say I need it done fast, I'm talking in a year. And I was like, well, I don't understand that.
He
had to manage me and throttle me down,
right,
and said, hey, things happen slower now. You know, your sense of urgency is different than my sense of urgency.
Right.
And it's a great product. So now you don't have anything to do for the next month. So it was.
Oh, that's funny. We're talking to retired Navy SEAL Mark Green here in the National Defense. His book, Unsealed, A Navy SEAL's Guide to Mastering Life's Transitions. Okay, so besides the fact you're used to working with a team, what is the other biggest mistake you think, especially with the military, in terms of transitioning back?
So I think it's, and Randy, this may sound counterintuitive, but I don't think it's a military problem, because the military has a defined mission that it has to complete no matter what. And it's designed to thrive and complete that mission without you being there. Mm-hmm. So they're constantly bringing in and training your replacement because it's got a continuous mission. So when people say, should the Navy have done more, I was like, I don't think so. You know, their transition path program could be a little more less analog and more digital. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not running a 57 Chevy anymore. You're running a fuel-injected
right. System
now. So I think they could bring it more up to speed. But that's not the military's mission. The military's mission is to get you fully supported and fully capable and equipped to do the mission. And you do that mission, you do it well, they support you 100%. But once you leave, you know, they've given you all the attributes and all the skills that are necessary to be a contributor in society after you leave. But what they don't do is teach you the new language and what the new landscape
right.
looks like.
Right.
And I think that's really what they could more focus on. But at the end of the day, they still have a job to do and they still have a mission. And as you see the world, I got out in 2016, the world is still chaotic and
right.
they're doing that same mission. And that's what they're tasked to do.
Yeah, and as you know too, Mark, you talk about the mission. You know, you in the military, you've always got a mission. You know what you're doing every single day. And all of a sudden, you get out, you got no mission. You got no direction. You got,
right.
you know, you, what's my purpose? What? How? And so that's why I think this thing is going to be so valuable to everybody. The book is called Unsealed, A Navy SEAL's Guide to Mastering Life's Transitions. Where can we find this? Everywhere?
You can find it everywhere books are sold. But you can get it on the website, bmarkgreen.com, and you can get it on Amazon. And if you get it on Amazon, leave a review, because that pushes the algorithm to push it out to people who could really need it. So, and we're on all the social media platforms. It's all under the same name, D. Mark Green.
Yeah, and by the way, if you're on active duty right now, if you're listening to us on Armed Forces Radio Network, and you're 6 months out and you think, I'm not going to have any problem, get the book. Get the book. Right? Better to have it and not need it.
Right. And you know, Randy, it's not one of these, it's not a book that says, hey, I was a Navy SEAL and I was just a great operator. Do what I do, follow this formula, you're going to succeed. It's a, hey, look, I struggled. Here's what that struggle looked like. And it's life struggles, like mm-hmm. the divorce and losing a parent or becoming a parent, losing that SEAL locker room when I retired, you know, when I retired, you know, you're tolerated but not welcome anymore. Not because the guys don't want you around, but rotors are still spinning. They have to take off and they have to do stuff. And it's really just, hey, service member, you may not realize what you're going through, but your spouse, your significant other, right, and your kids know.
Right.
So if they see you struggling and they pick up the book and read a story about, hey, this is what happened when my invisible injuries started manifesting. Right. Hey, Dad, Mom, check this out. Maybe it'll help. And maybe it'll be a catalyst to research and get the help that's out there, because there's a lot more help out there now than
right.
for previous generations. And just, hey, you need help, and it's okay. It's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. I mean, I think the stigma is a little less now too, Mark, about asking for help and letting people know you need some help. And so that's a great thing. Mark, hey, man, it's so good to talk to you. Thank you so much for the book. And thank you for your, of course, for your incredible service.
And thank you for your support. And thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You taking the time to show.
I know you got four kids. When you write that book, let me know.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that out.
But you're right.
And it is dynamic, and it changes, and emotions, and
right.
Oh, yeah, that might be the second book.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.